Greetings and welcome to Hashem's Fatai Tiftach, our weekly 3-minute podcast which we examine issues of language and tefillah. Chazal encouraged us, at the very least, to be very careful in the way that we speak before God, as per the Pasuk in Kohelet Parakeh, and that we should make sure that our words reflect the idea we are trying to express, besides, of course, the importance of expressing it wholeheartedly and with full intention. And so what we will take a look at is phrases that are part of the common tefillah, and perhaps occasionally not so common, that frequently are mispronounced or misexpressed, leading to sometimes humorous and sometimes really problematic results. The first example we'll take a look at is a phrase that we say every day in tefillah, and also every time that we return the Sefer Torah. And that is the end of Tehillim Kuf Mem Chet. After listing all of the creatures and natural events and people on earth that their presence and their life gives testimony and praise to God, the psalmist ends with Yahallelu et Shem Adonai Kinizkav Shemo Levado. They all give praise to Hashem because His name alone is raised up, Hodo al Eretz v'Shamayim, which means His glory is on the earth and on the heavens. Hodo al Eretz v'Shamayim. This is commonly mispronounced by Ba'alei Tefillah, by people returning the Sefer Torah, by the Tzibur, as Hodo al Eretz v'Shamayim. And the acute listener who's careful will think, aha, Hodo means give thanks, and really it's Hodo, His glory, and that's the mistake. The reality is there's actually two mistakes here. First of all, the word is Hodo, His glory. And that's what's trying to be expressed. Hodu, which would mean give thanks, has no place in this pasuk, because we're saying they will all give praise to God's name, and then describing that God's name is glorified throughout the earth. Hodu suddenly turns it into a dialogue, which is not what this pasuk is. But the reality is the word hodu is not the same as the word hodu. When we're saying Hallel and the leader invokes Hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki l'olam chasto, and says it properly, which is the word hodu with the accent on the second syllable, he's saying give thanks. If, on the other hand, he used to say hodu, which means India, it's the name of a country. We know it from Megillat Esther, Hodu v'Yad Kush, we're familiar with hodu. As a matter of fact, we even refer to Indian chicken as what we call turkey, Tarnigol hodu. So hodu doesn't even mean give thanks, it actually means India. So here a person would say, they will all give praise to Hashem because His name alone is exalted, and India is everywhere on the earth and in heavens. But of course, it's important for us to pronounce our tefillot correctly, pronounce every word in the tefillah correctly, and make sure that indeed we are giving great praise to Hashem, whose glory is on the earth and heaven, Hodo al Eretz v'Shamayim. Shabbat Shalom.